they don't like Rav's pshat. Kula karabu layamri, hahu yedila derasi. You know what the pasuk means? L'man yedu derasechem. It just means that the deras for every generation, we should do something to remember that the Yidin, when they were in the Midbar, they had a sukkah there, and they had the Ananiya covered. So we do something now to remember us, to remind us how they lived then. But not that the Torah mamish means you have to be able to see the schach. Shrashi Yehu, lav v'yediya, the yeshiva sukkah koma. The pasuk is not saying when you're in the sukkah, you have to realize you're in the sukkah. Ela v'yediyas doroi saboyim. Hekir sukkah anani akovet anasas liyavus. Just remember you how the Yidin lived in the Midbar. In the Midbar they lived, they had the anani akovet on top of them. So you're supposed to remember. How tall? Torah is not talking about the height. Could be 50 yamas high. That's why they don't like rabbis pshat. Vaitach Reb Zeira. How come they don't like Reb Zeira's pshat? He dash in the pasuk that sukkah teal it fail. That the pshat from the sukkah, from the schach, has to be something that causes shade. And if it's more than 20 yamas high, it doesn't call shade. So Gemara says, Reb Zeira nami layamri. They don't like his pshat. Why? Because that pasuk in Yeshayahu, hahu liyamais ha-mashiach hu d'chsiv. That pasuk is talking about what's going to be in Yamais ha-mashiach. And Yamais ha-mashiach is going to be sukkahs for us to protect us from the sun. But it's not talking about mitzvah sukkah. So Grash Yamais ha-mashiach. Oysam sukkahs yil et seh lo'ayne. Well, the mister, those sukkahs will be in Yamais ha-mashiach, they'll be to give us pleasure. Our sukkahs mitzvah, ain't no itzel. But maybe the sukkah that we make, the shame mitzvah sukkah, doesn't have to be a say to cause shame. Maybe even though it's 50 yamas tall, even though it doesn't cause any shame, maybe it'll still be kosher. Yeah. If we have Zeru, what does Reb Zeru do? Of course, a good kasha. The postik in Yeshayahu is talking about Yemais HaMashiach. So how could Reb Zeru learn out from there mitzvah sukkah? So Reb Zeru says, it's like just teaching us the Teich. What's the explanation of the word sukkah? In Cain, if the postik only meant what's going to be in Yemais HaMashiach, lay makrov a chupa teal itzel. The postik there should have said, there'll be a chupa. There'll be something on top of us protecting us. Let's tell Yemim, Omai u sukkah teal itzel Yemim. What does the postik say? A sukkah will be there to protect us? Shamat Minotarti has come to teach us two things. True, then Yemais HaMashiach, there'll be sukkahs there that will protect us. But since the pasuk uses the word sukkah, it comes to explain to us what's the tarsh, what's the explanation of the word sukkah. It means something that causes sail. You have to have something that causes sail to come down. And therefore, Reb Zeira says that it's more than 20 yamas high. That does not cause the shade. What causes the shade is the walls. Therefore, the sukkah is so high up, the schach so high up, it's like a pasuk. Right, the Kerova Namely Army, why don't we hold like Rova's last pshat? Basukas Teshu Shivas Yomin, it means a Diras Arai, and not a Diras Kva. The Mer says, Mishum Kushi Di Abaye. Because Abaye has a good kasha there. The Abaye is back, and I've been saying, what's going to be if somebody makes good walls, not 20 Yamasarin, but he makes nice thick walls, like he has his own house. And in the middle of his house, he has the roof come off. So the Kura, that's called Diras Kva. So how could it be Yetzer then? So because of Abaye's kasha, they don't like Rova's terrace. Even though Rav answered to say, the Torah only means the shear, the size, and not the real, actually permanent living, but we don't like that pshat, like Abayas Kasha, it's not much like that. Either the Pasuk means, Basukas Teishu Shivas Yomim, you have to be in a living that's only a temporary living, then you can't live in good walls. And we know you're allowed to have good walls there. So therefore we don't like Rav's pshat. So therefore each one has his own pshat, one does not agree with the other one. Smarkaman Ozlo Hodiyam Rav Yashir. Who does Rav Yashi go according to? According to which one of these svaris that a sukkah l'mala mechav should be puzzled? That the Yom Rav Yashi Yom Rav, he said over the name of Rav like this, Machlekes, where's the Machlekes now mishti between the Tanakam and Rav Yehuda? Dafka b'shein defines magiyas l'schach. If the walls do not go so high up and reach the schach. In other words, in the case, let's say the walls only go 15 amas tall. And then there's a space there, and the schach is above 20 yamas. That's where the machlokes. The Tanakam says it's possible, and the Yehuda says it's kosher. Avul defines magiyas l'schach, but let's say the walls go straight up and mamish reach the schach, so the schach now is 25 amas tall. But the walls are also 25 amas tall. It reaches, goes straight up to the schach. Then Reb Zeira Merav says, Afilu l'malam yeshem amas, even though the walls and the schach is 25 amas high, ksheira. Still it's kosher. So what kind of svar is this? That it depends if the walls reach the schach or they don't reach the schach. The Mara says, Kaman, Kirabba. This has to go according to this first sheet of Rabbi's svarim. The Yomer Mishum de la Sholta Beyena. His svar of why if the schach is more than 20 on the size puzzle is because usually your eyesight doesn't look so high up. You don't notice what's doing 20 yamas above. So now the svara is the chivon that defines magiyas aschach. But usually a person looks at the wall. You look what's doing on the wall, and when you start looking at the wall, and make sure I start go up to the top of the wall. So when the wall does reach the schach all the way up, even though it's 25 amos high, you start to notice it because your eyesight follows the wall up. So according to Rambam, that would be good. Now, when do we say something like this in the Mishnah? When the wall only goes 15 amos high, and then you just have big beams standing up, and that's holding up the schach. Then we say your eyesight only goes usually up until 20 amos. More than that, you don't notice. But when the walls go straight up and reach the schach, then we say the walls like make you attract your attention, and you look up to see what's doing. So according to Rambam, this will be a good shot. Is the chivon that the finest magiyas aschach mishnah cholta b'yenin? Here, so Mele Rav Zeru Amarav is going according to Rav's pshat. Now the Gemara Zmora says, "Keman Naz Lahodi Yamarav Hu Namarav." Who does this pshat go according to? Where Rav Huna learns pshat and Rav, even though it's the same Rav, but you have to say like it's a machlekes amaroyim how Rav held, because Rav Zeru Amarav held that Rav holds like Rabba. Now we'll see Rav Huna Amarav says that Rav holds something else. That he said like this. Machlekes, where is the machlekes in our Mishnah? If the schach is lamala mechof, that it's possum, dafke v'shein bo el arbamis, al arbamis. Only in the case where it's only four amas by four amas. That's the dimensions of the sukkah itself. And then we say if the schach is more than 20 amas tall, it's possum. Abu yesh bo yosem ay arbamis al arbamis. Let's say the walls inside, they're wider than four by four amas. Then Rav Huna Amarav says, afidu lamala miyesu lamala ksheira. Even if the walls, the schach, is more than 20 amos high, still it's kosher. What kind of svar is that? What do I care how big it is inside the sukkah? So Gemara says, come on, who does this have to go like? Kirab Zerah. The Yomer Mishum Tzel. But Rav Zerah said, the svar why if the schach is more than 20 amos tall, it doesn't cause any shade to be on the bottom. So I'll tell you who. The chivon, the revicha, ikut tzel sukkah. When do we say if something is only it was more than 20 amos high, it doesn't cause any shade on the floor? That's if it's only 4 amos by 4 amos. When you only have a roof of 4 amos by 4 amos, then we say if it's so high up, 20 amos high, like Rashi says, the sun sneaks in on the bottom and you won't have any shade on the bottom. But let's say you have a bigger portion, a bigger roof on top, it's 10 amos by 10 amos, then for sure, even though it's 30 amos high, it'll still cause shade on the bottom. So Kopar and Rafuna learns the pshat like the Bzeira. That the reason why it's possible in the Mishnah is because the schach so high up doesn't cause shade. That's only if it's only dalad by dalad. But once it's more than dalad by dalad, it could be it does cause shade on the bottom. Therefore, it's possible. It's kosher. The Masas Kivon the Revicha, since it's wider, ikat sel sukkah. This is good. Who Rav Zera goes like and who Rav Huna goes like. Now, Kaman Oz Lohod Yom Rav Chonin Bar Rava. Omer Rav, a third man Yom in the pshat from Rav. Like, it's not a steer in Rav's, each Amor is saying the way he heard, but at least he saw it shot in what Rav said. Now, what does Rav Chonin by Rav say, that Amor Rav? Machlekes, where's the machlekes? Bishayna machzekes hello, kidei reishiv rubi v'shachonai. When the sukkah only has the smallest amount of the sukkah be kosher. When the sukkah is only this size. When the sukkah is only the size that you get your head inside and rove of your body and your shulchan. That's where the machlekes is. Let's say the sukkah inside is bigger, it's wider than more than just your head and rove of your body and your shulchan. Then we say, even though it's more than 20 amos high, still it's ksheira. So the Moshe says, come on, what kind of svar is this? What do I care if it's bigger than this size or not this size? What does this size have to do with lamala mechofenat? So the Moshe says, the like echad, it doesn't come out like anybody. The Kura, this svar is not a svar like any of these svaras. Whether it's Dirus Arai, whether it's Tzel, whether it's Leman Yedu, it doesn't make enough Kamina. Whether it's this size of Rosh Yeruba or more, it shouldn't make any Svara. And Rashi says, Machlekes b'shein machzekes helekete roshen. Command Rashi, command the loikichad, mehanech liel, the mafosh yitayim of the Yesu Mama, di mishum milstu beina, vishura di yosem, mechte Rosh Yeruba, vishuchonei namalai sholtem. If it's a Svara to see it, to realize, you don't realize it. You don't have mechitzas kavah either. Now, how do you get the shear? What's Rosh Yeruba? Rashi says derech sudos at that time is what he used to eat. Paseva lying down. Hoyis al mitzas on a bed. Or mesuven al satz malis to lie down on the left side. V'yan oichlem skufa didn't eat sitting up. V'yoshrim coming like we do. The figa chutzrach loyma Rosh Yeruba. You have to have your head and roll over your body. Lafuki ktanef the sukkah is so small. Shiroshin nifnes bo b'shachonai v'loy rubai. You only get your head and your shulchan, but not rove of your body. Or Rosh Yeruba v'loy shachonai, then it's no good. So according to this man, the Yomer that Rav Chonin bar Rabba, who heals the machlekes, it doesn't go like any pshat we had before.
And Rashi explains that it doesn't go like any one, because Rashi Mahanach Liel, the Meforshi time of the Yesrim Amma. Di Mishum Mishlat Eina is at the Svara, if you could see it or not, is Bishura the Yesim Mechtei Rashi Ruboi Vishachonoi Namele Sholta. Like, what's the difference? If it's a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller, still you don't look higher than 20 Amas. Or the Tzel Nameleka. This Svara of Tzel doesn't make a difference. Like, once it's less than Dala Namis, you don't have any Tzel from it. So what's the difference if it's a little bit bigger than Rashi Ruboi not? Or Mechitzas Kevanami Boi. So he doesn't know what to do, what's the pshat in this man the Yoma. So Taisa speaks out that Lechura, the Dibur Rav Chon and Bar Rabba Tzricha Taima, still you have to have some reason. Like, what's the difference? He says it's totally, if it's a little bit bigger than Reish of Rubai or not. So Taisa says, V'yesh Meforshim Mishum Dehevelei Lul Shatan Agolim. If it's smaller than Reish of Rubai, then it looks like a lul. It looks like a chicken coop. Kivon de Gviya Uktina, it's very high and it's very small, coolly high. But once it's bigger than Mechdei Rosh Berubai, then it doesn't look like a chicken coop. Then it could be called a sukkah. That's his svara. If it's only Rosh Berubai, then if it's so high, if it's higher than 20 yamis, then we say it's posuk, because then it looks like a chicken coop. But once it's less than 20 yamis high, it's kosher. And who are then if it's wider than Rosh Berubai, it also doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore. Therefore, it's kosher. Now the Tosfos before also speaks out that what was before of Shatin Rafuna Amarav, that he learned the Machlokes was that to b'shein vo'ela arba amas al arba amas. But once it's more than arba amas, 4 amas by 4 amas, then even though the tzchach is lamala mechov, still it's kosher. And the Gemara says, because he learns a svara, if he gives off tzel like Reb Zeira. So he's saying once it's more than dalal dalid, then it gives off tzel, then you have shade on the bottom. So the Tosfos asks the kash, like l'churva depends. How could we say that if it's only dalid al dalid the schach, then if it's higher than 20 yamis, it doesn't give any shade. But once it's a little bit more than dalid al dalid, then even let's say it's 30 yamis high, then it does give off shade. Like, what's the svarim? How could a little bit bigger than dalid yamis make it give off shade, even though it's so much higher up? So Tosfos says two terusim. First Tosfos says v'yesh leimar to liyolam tzara charoichev lefi hagoyvam lefi chesh ben dalid yamis liyesrim enechanami. The higher up you go, the wider it has to be. In other words, proportion. According to that proportion of 20 yamas tall, it's a little bit bigger than dal damis, that's the shear. The higher up you go, enechanami, the wider it has to be. And the wider it is, then attackinates a tail that makes shade on the bottom. Inami Taisa says that kim lulu rabbonim, the rabbonim knew for sure, the afilu begoyve elef, even if it's 1,000 yamas high, yev shesh loy heikan tzel schach purta. There has to be a little bit shade of the sukkah. As long as the tzchach is wider than dalad al dalad, the chamim knew that it has to give off some shade. In Meister Rechov Yisim Medal Damis, Kediyash Chamim Perkiyah Mekipa, Kavik Yasevus Agasim, as far we have before Masech the Yuma. Now we said, the Meister Medaita Dermina Kuliyah Matuva, Oymir Chaboshim Purta, that once you eat the sides of a date on Yom Kippur, we say it satisfies you. No matter how big you are, even if you're as big as Oymir Chaboshim, that size satisfies you. Less does not. Just a bayayg, it only satisfies you for a few seconds. A normal person is satisfied for a little bit longer. So here also, the Chazal knew that once the schach is wider than dalad amis by dalad amis, then for sure, no matter how high it is, it still gives off some shade on the bottom. So now the Gemara goes weiter. That bishleim ad Rabbi Yashia, we understand Rabbi Yashia, pligi ad Rav Hunev, Rav Chonin bar Rabba. He argues on the shear that Rav Huna and Rav Chonin gave. The Inu Koyav Yeshua B'Moshcha, because they both, Rav Huna and Rav Chonin, both give a shear no matter how wide the sukkah should be, whether it's Dalad Amis or whether it's this width of Rosh Rubai. The Yiyu, but Rabbi Yashi gives the shear, or the Yiyu, like Koyav Yeshua B'Moshcha. He doesn't give the shear no matter to how wide the sukkah is. He rather says a svara depends about the height of the wall. If the wall reaches the schach, then we say it's Mishnah Sholta Ve'enai. But if the wall does not reach the tzchach, then you do not look higher up than 20 amas. Now that's a double muskim that we understand. But the other ones that make differences about how wide it is, he doesn't know, that's not mustafa, he doesn't hold from that svara. In other words, the way Rabbi Yashi learns pshat in Rav, that Rav only said a chiddush, that if the walls reach the tzchach, then there's no machlokes. That's what Rav said. So Rabbi Yashi argues on the way Rav Huna and Rav Chanan learns pshat in Rav, that they said, told upon how wide it is, he holds no, Rav never held like that. The Gemara says, "The Rav Huna for Rav Chonin by Rabba, name of a hechsha sukkah kemiflegi." maybe those two, even though they're both saying over a member from Rav, they're not really arguing what Rav said. Now, it could be there's no machlokes. They both heard over from Rav that Rav said that when is there a machlokes now Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, that if it's lamala mechok, if the tzchach is more than 20 yamas high, then it's possible that's only if the sukkah is the exact measurement of its hechsher. In other words, it's the smallest amount size that the sukkah is still kosher. That's where there's a machlokes. But once the sukkah is bigger than the smallest amount, then there's no machlokes. So Rav said one thing. Now the machlokes, Rav Huna and Rav Chanan, is their own machlokes, the side machlokes. What is the smallest shear that the sukkah is still kosher? Hadimur says, the ma'asava one holds hechsher sukkah bi'arbamis. Hey, Rav Huna holds that what's the smallest size the sukkah could be and still be kosher? Dal damis. So therefore he got over from Rav that if the sukkah is only 4 amas by 4 amas, that's where we have the machlokes Rav Yehuda and the Rabbanan in the Mishnah. And the svara before was that if it's more than dal damis, then for sure we have tzel, we have shade on the bottom. Umasova, what's Rav Chanan's pshat? So he also heard over from Rav that once the sukkah is bigger than its smallest shear, there's no machlokes. But he holds what the smallest shear the sukkah is. What's the smallest sukkah, the kosh, the sukkah, the smallest size the sukkah could be to be kosher, as long as it's big enough to hold your head and roiv, the majority of your body, and your shulchan fits in there. So let's say this is the pshat, that it's only a zaitika machlekes, a side machlekes, what is the smallest shear of the sukkah? But really they're both moida what Rav said, that Rav said that once the sukkah is bigger than the smallest size, then there's no machlekes. Tomorrow says, Loi, maybe no, maybe that's not the machlokes here. I tell you, maybe the Kula Yalma, Hechsher Sukkah, everybody holds that Rav is also asking that what's the smallest size the Sukkah could be to still be kosher is only Reisha Ruba B'Shechonai. It's enough if the Sukkah is wide enough to fit in your head and your majority of your body and your Shulchan, your table, that's enough. So what's the machlokes here then? Fihocha B'Hokim Mifilgi. I tell you, here the machlokes is like this. The ma'asava b'marzek is roisha ruba b'shachana pligi. His rabba, Rav Chanan holds that he learned in the name of Rav that the machlekes now mishnah is only if the sukkah is only this size, the size of roisha ruba b'shachana. Avu yosim roisha ruba b'shachana. Once the sukkah is a little bit wider than this, then divri hakel kosher. Everybody holds this kosher. Why? Like the Mar before said, we taka don't know really why. We don't know why really it's kosher. Tosis wanted to explain that he's going to learn the only shaila why it should be puzzled is because the sukkah looks like a chicken coop. It looks not like a sukkah. Mashenkin, once it's wider than Roshai, Vishokhanoi, Verubai, then it doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore. So that's the way Rav Chanan learned. Well, Masova, how did Rav Huna learn? That Meroshai, Verubai, Vishokhanoi, which is the Heksha sukkah, Ad Dalamas Pligi. No, up until the sukkah to be wide, Dalamas, but Dalamas, that's where the Machlokes is. And like we learned before, the machlokes is that you have to have tzel, you have to have shade. So Mela, if it's dal damis, exactly dal damis, if it's higher than 20 amis, you don't have shade from the schach. That's why the Rabbanan says posel. And if you hold, you don't need shade from the schach. But once the sukkah is wider than dal damis, but dal damis, like we learned before, then for sure we have tzel, we have a shade coming off the schach. So the must coming out, no. That not the pshat that Rav Huna and Rav Chanan both heard over from Rav, that Rav said one memra, that once the sukkah is bigger than its smallest size, there's no machlokes. No, that there is a machlokes between the two of them. They're both saying over two different shittas, two different svaris about what Rav said. That Rav Huna said, even though the sukkah is kosher by Rosh Yerubah v'Shachanai, still, when the sukkah is wider than that, but as long as it's only dal by dal damis, that's when we have the machlokes. Now then, if it's higher than 20 amis, it does not give off any shade. Ma'ashenkin, once it's wider than dal damis by dal damis, then we said this svara, no matter how, two svaras in Tosfos, but one svara was, no matter how high the tzchach is, it's a svara now that there is some shade coming from that tzchach. That's the way Rav Huna learns. And Rav Chanan, Bar Rabba says not like that. He learns that the machlokes is, once the sukkah is bigger than Reisha Beruvah V'Shachonai, then there's no machlokes. There's only a machlokes if it's exactly Reisha Beruvah V'Shachonai, and it's higher than 20 amis, that is possible. And like Tosfos learned, the machlokes is, the psul then is, because it doesn't look like a sukkah, it looks like a chicken coop. Mashenkin, once it's wider than Rosh Shavu V'Shachanai, it doesn't look like a chicken coop anymore, therefore it's kosher. Senechnami, there are like three different Amaroyim here that heard over three different Pshatim in the name of Rav. And each Maro Machad, the Maro Machad, each one said this is the way he heard over from Rav. Alright, we'll stop here. Yeah. You're holding off base and a base, we're holding. Again, Nesve, around three quarters down. Nesve. Sukkah, shehi gvoya lamala miyestram amma. If you have a sukkah, that the schach of the sukkah is more than 20 amas high. So the Mishnah says psula, the sukkah is possible. If you have Yehuda machshir ad aboyim v'chamishim amma. The Yehudos know the sukkah is kosher, even though it's 40 or 50 amas high, still it's kosher. Now it doesn't have to only be 20, it could even be higher. Now Omer Rabbi Yehuda brings a raya, brings a proof to his pshat, that he holds even though the sukkah is higher than 20 amis, still the sukkah is kosher. What's his proof? Because there was a maisa behilmi yamalka. It happened with the queen Hilmi, the Lud, she lived in Lud, shehoisa sukkosa gvoiha miyesramama. She had a sukkah, even though she was a lady, she had a sukkah, that the schach was higher than 20 amis tall. It was more than 20 amis high, the schach. For Yuzikainim Nichnosim V'yotzim L'shom. And the Chachomim in Lud used to go to visit her. They went in the sukkah and they went out of the sukkah. V'lo yomru lo adover. And they didn't tell her anything. That they didn't tell you, Yishino, your sukkah is possible. This is Rabbi Yehuda's Raya. L'chura now Mishnah, according to Rabbonin, the Mishnah says Yemayit. If the schach is more than 20 amis high, it's possible. And the Mishnah says Yemayit, you have to lower it. So according to Chachomim, how come the Chachom here didn't tell her to lower the schach? So it's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the schach is higher than 20 amis, still it's kosher. So Amruloi, the Chachom said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, from there you want to bring a raya that a sukkah is kosher even though its schach is higher than 20 amis tall. Isha Hoysa, it was Hilni Yamalka, she's a lady. Upturim in sukkah. The klal is Noshim Apotim in sukkah. It's a mitzvah saseh shazman groma, noshim apotter. So therefore the Chum didn't say anything. Like, why should they say anything? She doesn't have to eat the sukkah altogether. Omolahem, so Yehuda said, no, I still have a good raya from this maisa. Va'aloi shiva bonim hevelo. She had those seven children, seven sons. So, and then mechuyif to sin the sukkah. V'yoyd, another raya. Ko ma'aseh alo yosa so'el apichachomim. Whatever she did, she only did according to the Chachomim. She listened to whatever the Chacham told her. So these are the two rayas of Yehuda has that the sukkah had to be kosher. So Mor explains now what do you mean to say these two things. Lomad the Mishnah v'yoid. What did Rabbi Yehuda have to hear to say also that Hilmi Amalka only did whatever the Chacham told her? Why? His Lomad the Mishnah v'yoid called myself Yosel Apirachomim. Hachikom. This is what Rabbi Yehuda meant to say. Hachikom aluhu. Ki saimru bonim ketanim hoyu. Maybe you want to tell me that her sons were very small. Uktanim p'turim in asukah. So, they're still p'turim in asukah. They're like the pochus, they're younger than a gila chinuch. They're not even 6 years old yet. That's why they didn't care if the sukkah was p'turim or not. So first of you just said no. Kivon de shiva heavy, since she had seven sons, is the yashad lehevi buchad shayna tzarech limay. That the shia chinuch is, if you have a son that doesn't need his mother, he can manage on himself, he can eat by himself, sleep by himself already, there's a mitzvah chinuch, he should eat in the sukkah. So since she had seven sons, it's mistarver, the oldest one was at least 7 years old. So 7 years old is already a zman of a gila chinuch. So therefore, after the mitzvah chinuch, the son was supposed to eat in a kosher sukkah. Now, if Yehuda says, v'chi temru, maybe you could tell me, koton shein etzaruch li'imoy midrabonenhu. True. The oldest son was at least 7 years old, and he's a son that doesn't need his mother. So really, he should be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah. But what chiyuv does he have to eat in the sukkah? Only midrabbanan as mitzvah chinuch. Midrabbanan knew the mechayvei, and maybe the ihi midrabbanan lemashkachor. Maybe she did not listen to the rabbanan's din. In other words, as mitzvah the rabbanan she didn't listen to. So maybe that's the pshat here. And the chum don't have to tell it to. That since it's only mechuyev in the rabbanan the klal always is. Mutter Shiru Shoyin Vayu Mazidim. So even though the Chomin and Lord came into the sukkah and they saw the way she was sitting there with the seven sons, and the sukkah really was possum, really the schach was the Malamichov, maybe it's possum. But he asked me a question of Yudah, if it was possum, how come the Chomin didn't tell her you're doing something wrong? I could answer you, it's only midrabbonin the chiyah for the sons sitting in the sukkah. The ketanim, midiraisa the stupotter. It's only mitzvah midrabbonin. And maybe she didn't listen to the mitzvah midrabbonin. And the chomim don't have a chiyah to be moicha, because there's a klal in the mitzvah midrabbonin, mutav shiyu shevgin by yu mezidim. So that's if you just said no, v'yoid, it's yedua, we knew, that kol ma'aseho loyososo elopi chomim. Whatever she did, she only did because of chom, whatever the chom told her to do. So in other words, if there would have been a mitzvah chinuch, and there is a mitzvah chinuch, in other words, the children, since the oldest one is at least 7 years old, midrabbanan he asked it in the sukkah, and she listened to chachamim. So therefore, she mistama had a sukkah that's kosher for a son to sit there. So either sukkah was lamala mechof, so it's a right to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though his chach is higher than 20 amas tall, still the sukkah is kosher. That's why the chom didn't tell her anything. Because if like the Rabbonin Shita, that the sukkah is possible, why didn't the Rabbonin tell her? Because she listens to the Rabbonin. Even a mitzvah the Rabbonin also she listens to. So that was the right to Rabbi Yehuda, that even though the sukkah is lamala mechav, still is kosher. Yeah. Let's see Rashi. Rashi. Neisvei, l'anang es the kashin al-hanacham roi, the prishi, the pluk to the mastis in the first riozel. The kashin is going to be according to the mandiyom we just had yesterday, that say, what's the machloikis, what's the hezbin the machloikis, like we'll soon see. So, kotin, shen tzorach, l'imo, is a trashi, a mila kamon, the chayav l'chamcha, the mitzvah sukkah. There's a mitzvah chinuch. So Rashi's mashmir, what's the chiyav chinuch? The chayav l'chonchoy. The chiyav is upon the father. In other words, not that the son himself really has a mitzvah. The chiyav chinuch Rashi sheet, there is mashman Rashi and brachos also, the chiyav is upon the father. The father has the chiyav to see that a son does mitzvahs. See also Rashi says, the chiyav lechanchoy, it's the chiyav upon the father, here the mother, to mechanach a child to make sure he eats in a sukkah. Now, with the rabbonin, this mitzvah is only with the rabbonin. She'ez ki kol ahagul es hakotin. That's chinuch, to get your son used to doing mitzvahs le mitzvah. Sh'royul lo. A mitzvah that he eventually will have a chiyuv to do, k'day shei mechunach rov lemitzvahs, k'day he should be used to doing mitzvah, that when he comes bar mitzvah, he'll be able to do all the mitzvahs. If you don't start teaching him before, he won't be able to do the mitzvahs. So when the Rabbanan is a chiyuv chinuch, that's your view, this raya. And the Ritva speaks out here in the Santi Yisoid, that you see from this Gemara also, mitzvah chinuch means you have to give your son a mitzvah, a complete mitzvah. You can't give your son half of a mitzvah. That's not mitzvah chinuch. Chinuch means you have to give your son 100% kosher mitzvah. The Moshliya by Sukkah. We're saying now that Hilna Hamalka, she was Mekayim mitzvah to Rabbonim. And with Rabbonim, she has a chiyuv to mechanach her son to make sure he eats in the Sukkah. So if Yehuda brought a raya that you see this Sukkah is kosher, even though the schach was more than 20 amas high, but since she let her son eat there, and the chum didn't stop her, it's a raya you could be Mekayim the mitzvah. So Chirik asked the question, what's the raya? Maybe for mitzvah chinuch, any type of the sukkah you make is kosher. Who says for mitzvah sukkah it has to be 100% kosher sukkah? Your ritzvah speaks out, no. You see, from this gemara, when you do chinuch to your son, you have to give him a kosher sukkah. You have to give him a kosher lulav, a kosher esrig. It's no good to give him a posle esrig. Say, it's only chinuch anyway, I'll give him a posle esrig. That's not the mitzvah chinuch. The mitzvah chinuch is to mechanach your son by giving him a 100% kosher mitzvah. That was Rabbi Yehuda's raya here, that since Helna Malka let her son eat in this sukkah, and she did mitzvah sukkah, she did mitzvah chinuch, that the raya, this sukkah is a kosher sukkah. Agav, the famous kasher with Kivegi Eskir, the Kivegi Lidyim Asher Eskir kasher for the Toysi Yishonim he had in Yuma, that there, the Toysi Yishonim says, it's Gemara Nazir also, that an isha is potter for mitzvah chinuch. Chinuch is only upon the father, not upon the mother. The mother doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch. So that's what Toysi Yishonim also says over there. Then the Yeskub is a Shreya Gemara here. How does the Gemara say that Hilna Hamalka, Alf Mitzvah Chinuch, let her son eat in the kosher sukkah? The mother is potter from the sukkah, is potter from Mitzvah Chinuch. She doesn't have the Mitzvah Chinuch. And here the Gemara is mashma clearly that she was Mekayim all the Drabonins. She did the Chinuch here. So Tzayi Shon over there wants answer. Maybe the Maisa was, the father was here also, and the father did the Chinuch. But I call part of the Gemara, yes, it's not mashma like that. The Gemara is mashma that Hilna Hamalka, she herself, had a chiv midrabbanan to see to it that her sons eat in the sukkah. So for Takashiv, you hold that those shittis, that an isha is part of a mitzvah chinuch, what was the chiyuv here?
Right.
Famous kasha. He lies about tzorachi and godl. You right. So now the Gemara says like this. Now, bishlei mulaman diyoma, bishen defanas mezgiyah leschach, machlokes, bishlei, according to, this was Rab Zeira before, that said that where is the machlokes now Mishnah when the walls of the sukkah does not go high up all the way to the schach? That's where it's the machlokes. Because we said then, his svara was, like we had before, according to the first man, the yama, according to Rabbi's pshat, that said the reason why schach can't be l'man l'michof, because the pasuk says l'man yedu d'arasechem, k'basukah s'shafti, that you have to be able, sitting in the sukkah and seeing the schach, and usually your eyes don't look above 20 yamas. So Rav Zeira said that's only if the walls of the sukkah don't go up to the schach. But let's say the walls go up to the schach mamish, then it's normal to look at the wall, and once your eyes get attached to the wall, your eyes already follow the wall all the way up. So therefore, it will be kosher even though the tzchach is the mal l'michof. But where is the machlokes in the Mishnah that if the tzchach is more than 20 yamas high, it's possible, where the walls does not reach the tzchach? So Gemara says, according to him, it's very good here also, how Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from Hilna HaMalkum. Why? That, because Darka Shamalko Leisha V'sukkah Shein Defanas Megillah Tzchach. It's a normal thing that a malka, she has a nice sukkah, that usually they don't like the tzchach, the walls, to go up to the roof. Why? Because they want it to be cool inside. They want space for the air to come in. So now the wall only goes up like 10 feet high, and then the tzchach is another 5 feet above that, held up by poles, because they thought the air should come in. So now it's good, warrior of Yehuda brought a rifle and Hilna Malka. You see here, even though the walls did not reach the tzchach, still, even though the tzchach was higher than 20 amis, still it was kosher. That's of Yehuda's raya that the schach could be l'malam michov. Shrashi, imagine say, says good. Mishum, the Gemara says mishum avira. The reason why the malka would.